They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The President talks oil spills and energy policy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to The Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. President Obama will address the nation tonight about the perils of oil, but really, what can he say? That's in a moment. First, where's Wall Street? The Dow Industrials are up 84 points now at 10,275, and both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are about 1% higher. However, shares of Best Buy are down around 6%. The top electronics chain in the country released disappointing earnings this morning. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Stocks are higher in Asia and Europe, despite the credit rating agency Moody's downgrading Greek bonds to the status of junk. Let's say good morning to financial analyst Julie Nieman at Smith Moore & Company. She joins us live every Tuesday morning from St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Bill.
So we know President Obama will talk tonight about the BP oil spill. We figure he'll talk about energy policy in general. What do you expect to hear?
Well, first of all, I hope he says there's nothing a president can do, and he better say that very clearly. But what he can do is talk on payback, not punishment, but everything has its consequences. We don't need a good public flogging of BP CEO, satisfying theater that would be. He has to focus on don't drill if you can't stop a spill. This will be a big boon to the oil and gas service stocks. He'll talk alternatives, wind, solar, ethanol. Really, it's all uneconomical unless you have big honking subsidies, and it never will amount to more than 10% of all the energy needs. It's fossil fuel. So what do you do now? It's conservation. It works. It's instantaneous. It doesn't cost. We've proved that recessions and high prices really do slash demand. And natural gas. We have stunning supplies in shale, and all we need is a less polluting recovery method. So I hope he talks about natural gas. That is our saving grace in fossil fuels.
Talking of stuff that uses energy, I mentioned Best Buy reported weak profits this morning. They've been hit by falling TV prices. Is this about more than Best Buy?
It really is. The chronically delusional keep looking for Americans to rush back into the mall as the economy semi-recovers. Well, we're tiptoeing back. We want the big discounts, the 50% red tag, give it to me free, and here's a coupon sale. And we laugh at your full prices. We're buying only what we need. The wants are still on the Christmas list. We'll get there. And it's surge and stop, surge and stop. It's still all about jobs, and debt in the households of America is still staggering.
Staggeringly interesting, a little pessimistic, but thank you, Julie. Well done.
You bet.
Julie Nieman, Smith Moore & Company. And speaking of falling prices, the government said this morning the price of stuff we import fell last month, thanks mainly to the plummeting cost of oil. More evidence that inflation is a no-show and interest rates will stay low. Beginning next month, Starbucks has one more thing to get you in the door. The company will offer unlimited Wi-Fi. And Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports there's more.
Starbucks has struggled to keep its business growing, so it's bringing back the library, but better.
In the library, you got shushed and you couldn't bring food and drink in.
Laura DiDio is a technology analyst with ITIC. In addition to free Wi-Fi, Starbucks will allow customers to log in for free to sites that normally charge you money, like the Wall Street Journal. DiDio says it's all designed to get people to stay at the store longer than they planned.
How many times do you, as a consumer, log on to your computer with the intention of saying, okay, I'm just going to check my email, I'll be on and off in 10 minutes, and an hour and a half later, you're still there?
Roger Kay with Endpoint Technologies says Starbucks may lure a lot of patrons with this plan, but it may not actually get people to buy more Frappuccinos.
You might find that there's no place to sit because there's all these homeless people sitting there, you know, reading the Wall Street Journal.
Well, maybe. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
The video game industry continues its quest for world domination today. The Electronic Entertainment Expo, better known as E3, is underway in Los Angeles. Industry journalist Dan Hsu is founder of the gaming site BitMob. He has made the E3 pilgrimage. Dan, welcome to LA.
Thanks for having me.
Video game sales have been in a real slump lately. What are you seeing at this year's E3 that's going to keep games exciting and profitable?
The big new trend now is motion-controlled gaming. The Wii started this, and now Sony PlayStation's getting into the act, and Microsoft is debuting a lot of their games for what they're calling the Kinect as well.
Right. The Nintendo Wii was a big deal because you could swing your controller and the game would respond like you're swinging a racket. It sucked a lot of people who weren't hardcore gamers into it.
Definitely. Yeah, it brought a new casual audience. You know what? We kind of make fun of it. It's like all the soccer moms are playing video games now, too.
Right.
And so Sony and Microsoft saw how much money Nintendo was making from this, and they want a piece of the pie as well.
And their new stuff goes beyond that capability of swing the controller, right? It's full body.
Yeah, well, Sony's controller is very similar to the Nintendo Wii's controller, and they call it PlayStation Move, only you have maybe two paddles instead of one, and it's high-definition graphics. And Microsoft's Kinect system is all open. You don't have to hold a controller. It's just reading all of your body motions.
Dan, here's what I wonder as a parent. Are video games becoming so compelling, so physically engrossing that our children will never want to do anything else again?
Well, the good news is this big trend of motion-controlled gaming at least will get people off the couch. You're going to actually physically have to move around. So that's a little bit better. But if you look at most kids now, they're all playing video games. It used to be just maybe a young male's hobby. So it's big money. It's only going to get bigger. But that's up to you to make sure your kids actually go outside and do something.
Dan Hsu, founder of the gaming site BitMob. He's in Los Angeles for the E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
And Dan is blogging about the E3 for us. You can read his take at marketplace.org. And finally, bad news for the company that makes Velcro. According to USA Today, soldiers in Afghanistan complained the Velcro on their uniforms was getting clogged with sand and their pockets were falling open. So the Army is replacing Velcro with buttons. Buttons. They're impervious to sand, they open quietly, and they're cheaper. The Army will save 96 cents per uniform. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.